Yeah. Alright. Story catches in the building.
Who, what, and why? Who, what, and why? Who, what, and why? Who, what, and why? Who, we are the catching stories. What, we're changing our community. Why, cause the real power lies in my choice. I got one more chance, I'ma change my voice.
Look, Story Catches is the place to be. Well, you got a good family and community. And we all is a unity.
It ain't just
you and me.
It takes a village to raise a child. Let's put the guns down, make our mothers and our families proud. Make our mothers and our families proud.
Yeah.
Make our mothers and our families proud.
Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. That's a song from the Story Catchers Theater Ensemble. Great song, talking about what they do. Well, from Michael Warr's book that we just heard to our next segment, the words on the page can be a huge tool for helping people understand each other. But Story Catchers Theater takes it even further. The theater company works with youth from Chicago's South and West Sides to tell their stories. But it's who they're telling their stories to that make this company stand out. One of the programs takes teens from the community to the Chicago Police Academy so that cadets can better understand the backstories of the youth they one day may encounter on the beat. And in doing so, both the kids and the cops find a shared language. This is just one of the programs offered by Story Catchers. They do workshops, they work with kids in juvenile detention, and they do traditional theater shows too. All of it is why Bright Promises, one of Chicago's oldest philanthropic organizations, supports Story Catchers. Bright Promises is a not-for-profit that gives grants to organizations helping at-risk youth in Chicago. In studio to talk about Story Catchers are Priya Shah. Priya is the executive director of Story Catchers. Also, Jacob Klinkscales, an apprentice teaching artist who found the theater company when he was a teenager growing up on the South Side. And from Bright Promises, Catherine Corey. Priya, let me start with you. The Story Catchers, it's been around for decades now. But, you know, for you, why join this organization and tell us what you think Story Catchers does best?
Story Catchers works with young people who are in and out of juvenile justice system or in and out of justice system and guides them to transform their real life experiences into powerful musical theater. And in doing so, really, they are working with the young people to own their personal narratives and see themselves as strong, resilient people with agency and adaptability and coping skills. And they are also owning their narratives to be leaders and mentors in their communities.
Jacob, let me ask you about that. They have owned their own narrative. What's that mean to you?
Right. To own your own narrative, that means to embrace your story, the good parts of it, the bad parts of it, and to take that story and see how we can make light of it. Because within the good, the bad, the ugly, there's always something that we can learn from our trials and tribulations. So what we do as Story Catchers is taking this story and making it beautiful. And once we're able to put music to it and put it on stage, we're always able to find the light in it and find different parts of the story where we would have wanted to make better decisions and look at a more positive outlook.
Take us through some of the stories, because I would assume that you're getting reticence from some people who don't necessarily want to tell their story because they may not be proud of what they've done or who they are.
Right.
How do you draw it out to tell their story in a real way?
That's a lot to ask somebody to, you know, to pour their heart out or write something vulnerable about themselves. But we always start with a theme. And all the stories have the same theme. So our theme this year is trust, double lives, secrets, having to, you know, put on facades. We start as a group. We always make sure that everybody's feeling welcome, everybody's feeling comfortable with each other. Because if you're comfortable with the people in the room, then you're more willing to speak out and share more parts of yourselves that you wouldn't normally share with each other. So my job as a teaching artist and my job as a peer is to help them feel welcome by telling my story. So I tell them about how I've come through the program and how I share my story about how I've gone through a lot of things in my life where I put myself in danger and how I may have went on the wrong path, but I was able to find my way to the right side of life. And so once people see you take that leap of faith and see you making strides to do better, they say, hey, I can do that too. So we just create the right environment, a safe space for people to open up, for people to feel comfortable.
Now, you're a success story in the way that you came through Story Catchers, and then you become a teaching artist with Story Catchers.
Right.
When you first came to the program, what was your story? What did you think your story was?
So I didn't really think I had a story. When I joined Story Catchers, I didn't know we had to write true stories. I wanted to write a story about, you know, something fictional, but they told me that we had to write true stories, and I wasn't used to sharing.
You're
things
like,
about
what?
My,
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Like, I just, my mom, she signed me up for Story Catchers. I didn't know what exactly I was getting myself into, but I realized that I was going to have to talk about myself. And my story was the first story I ended up writing was a story about my mom. And I lost my mom when I was 11 years old. And that was really hard for me because I had to move around a lot. And I was just really unstable and just learning how to find myself. But I was able to tell the story of good memories I had with my mom, and that helped me become more open. And because other people, they began to share their stories about people they lost in their lives. And once I got done telling the story of my mom passing away, I was like, okay, well, I can get deeper in that. I can tell, I don't just have to share one layer of my life. I can tell about how I was at risk of being in a gang with my older brother. You know, we grew up on the west side of Chicago. Really, that's all I saw. So I was somebody who stayed in the house, but my brother, he was out in the street, so he would, you know, teach me the gang handshakes. Mm. And 10, 11 years old, I already knew, like, how to shake up, like, four-corner hustlers. So if I continued on that route, I could have been out in the streets. But luckily, I found an outlet. And I found something that I was really passionate about, which was telling stories, which was writing, which was being on stage. And that's helped me be on the right track.
Catherine, I wanted to bring you in here because with Bright Promises, this is what you do. You get groups like Story Catchers to fund them, you develop them, and you help, you become partners with them. When you hear the story, this kind of backs up the idea of why you guys are involved with Story Catchers.
Absolutely. You know, I'm over here just beaming with pride because it is the voices of youth leaders just like Jacob that we are so excited to be lifting up as part of our 150th anniversary. We've had the pleasure since 1869 of getting to experience firsthand that Chicago is filled with creative, ambitious, resilient, amazing youth. And we really wanted to help flip the narrative. We wanted to help to show more people all the good things that young people are doing in our communities and the incredible impact that they're having in their own lives, in their families, and in their community at large.
Well, let me ask you, because there's a lot of ways to spend money to deal with some of the issues that Chicago's facing, whether it be gun violence or poverty or inequality and down the line. Why invest this way? Why go and give money to creative organizations or to arts organizations who are doing great things, but why do that instead of putting the money elsewhere?
So Bright Promises Foundation really believes in addressing those urgent unmet needs. And we seek out those spaces that other funders aren't in, either because they don't know about them or because they haven't prioritized them. And we really make it our goal and our priority to create a movement, to create a lot of awareness and to move the needle in that space so that there's more organizations leading those programs and services. And so that we start out as maybe the only funder funding these organizations, but by the end of our partnership with them, we're definitely not the only funder funding these organizations.
Do you see a direct correlation when you talk about the money that you're investing in communities to solving some of these issues? Do you see it that way, that if you become a lead donor who helps and gets other people involved, that you will see an impact in some of these communities?
The impact is so real. We really like to look at this as starting to unravel these really complicated and complex issues that our young people are facing. It's not a single problem with a single solution that we can address. And in that way, Bright Promises Foundation recognizes that we cannot do it alone. We have to partner with these organizations. We have to partner with our young people, with our parents, with our community advocates, and with our political leaders, because we have to all be working together to be able to create the bright future that our young people really deserve.
Priya, let me bring you in here. One of the things that we want to talk about, and it's such an interesting way to use stories and narratives, is the initiative to work with the Chicago police and police recruits to let people from Story Catchers let the police recruits understand better where these kids are coming from, with their own stories, so that they better understand when they're out and doing their job and they have a better understanding of who's in the community. Where does this come from? Where's this idea come from?
Since June 2017, Story Catchers and Chicago Police Department have collaborated to bring the voices of young people and to train new recruits on empathy and cultural awareness. We all know that there's deep mistrust between Black and Brown communities of Chicago and CPD. Mm-hmm. And the young people we work with are sometimes scared and triggered by officers, and they shouldn't be. All of the communities should feel safe, not just a few. So what we do with our programming is we get seemingly opposing groups of youth and recruits, these new recruits, together in an environment which is a safe space. It's a reflective environment to talk about instances and conflicted instances on the streets. Mm. Mm-hmm. So we role play out a story of one of our youth. It's a real life story of a pullover gone wrong. And then the recruits and the youth actually role play out both sides to understand both sides, to have constructive conversation and a dialogue about what happened, what went wrong, and really talking about how could that situation have changed to make it safer for both CPD recruits and for the youth. And through that, the recruits that actually are going to patrol on the streets in the future understand the Story Catchers youth in a reflective environment. They know what relationship they need to build with the youth. They know what relationship they need to build with the communities. There are power structures in play here, you know, and how do we give that environment to our communities, to our youth, to feel safe in that power structure and to have those conversations.
And what's great about it, and I think why this is such an intriguing story, is that far too often both sides seem to work in stereotypes about what they think this youth is thinking or what this police officer is thinking. And to have an opportunity to break that down and to actually have a conversation around it, I mean, it almost feels priceless.
Yeah, it is. It's about humanizing. It's about understanding each other's perspective. It's about understanding the other person on the other side is actually a human with a story, with a life, and a small action could actually have very drastic consequences. So how do we give that environment?
When you think about this and involved with that, how important is this for Story Catchers, but also for the Chicago Police?
Right, I would say it's very important, and if we really want to make a shift within our city, within the power structures that come in play when we talk about everything that has transpired between the police officers and the community. And it's been really good to see the different interactions we've been having with the police officers, because you get to see them at the human level. You get to see them. They have on their uniform, but we get to know them as individuals a little bit. So when we're doing the role play, they actually step in the shoes as the youth. In this traffic stop, they get pulled out of the car. They get handcuffed. They get put to the ground, you know, and we have a conversation about that. And we say, you know, how did that make you feel? And they say, well, I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I feel like I didn't have any power. That was traumatized. You know, that triggered me. We're like, yes, these are the conversations we need to be having, because that's exactly how a lot of young Black men and women are feeling once we get pulled over by the police officers. You know, just feel like we're being stereotyped. So when they open up that conversation, they're able to see, okay, I don't want to make anybody feel that way. So what can I do? How can I use my training? How can I do my job without overexerting my power? And how can I do my job with understanding that this is an individual who has a story, who has trauma, and just respecting each other? Because that's what we're really missing, the respect value. Like, in my community, we don't want to see the police. We don't want to see them riding past. We don't want to see them standing on the block, whether that be in front of a school, in front of the liquor store, or, you know, riding past somebody's house, because we just know what comes at the police. We know, we feel like they're going to be out to get somebody. That's what it's like.
Are you learning, though, that the stereotype goes both ways?
I'm learning that the stereotype goes both ways, because just like as we see them in the uniform, a lot of times they just see us as somebody. And I don't want to generalize, but a lot of times they just see us somebody as Black, not looking at us as individuals. Mm-hmm. So once we get to know each other on the individual level, we can build the trust, we can build that respect. But it all starts with having the conversation. And so that's why we're having these healthy spaces these safe spaces where we can have constructive conversations and be honest about how we're feeling and be honest about the current state and looking towards positive outlooks.
Priya, we've heard the word trust thrown around, mm-hmm. and respect as well. From your perch at the executive director role, are you learning as well alongside these kids? I mean, are you learning more about some of the issues that are facing not just the community that come to Story Catchers, but the police and everyone in between? It feels like there's this moment here where, because everybody seems to be stripping this stuff away, that there is this learning opportunity for all.
Absolutely. The learning has been tremendous. So, I mean, if you think about young people coming to Story Catchers, the first thing we do is give a safe space, because they're coming in with very, very challenging environment. They come in with the trauma. What we have to do is give them that space, safe space, so that they can build that trust with our staff, with the other youth, as a community, so that they can share their stories. Because really, it's about how do you process what you've been through to be able to tell your stories and then use it as a validation so that you can actually build yourself and build your narrative, mm-hmm. right? And with the institutions, one thing that we've learned is that it really is about having a dialogue. It's about understanding how can we all be at the same level playing field. It's about how do we break down the barriers? How do we break down the power structures? And really have a dialogue on how are we going to make our community and society a better space and a safe space for all.
Priya Shah is the executive director of Story Catchers Theater. Jacob Klingscales is apprentice teaching artist with Story Catchers. And Catherine Khoury is with Bright Promises Story Catcher Theater. You can find them online. A great program doing wonders for communication between communities and police here in Chicago. More to come on Extension 720, so stay with us.